Well, Wednesday came kind of fast this time, I'm not going to lie. Welcome to Falling Up, where we're going to do things a little different this week. I know that with everything that's happening, everything that has unfolded the past couple of months, I'm sure it's caused a lot of anxiety and discomfort in a lot of our hearts. And so even before I did the first episode, I knew that I wanted to do something where we would pray for you. And by we, I mean some of my friends. So today I get to collab with the Young Speakers. If this is your first time hearing about them, the Young Speakers are people that I'm very close to, Andrew, Brian, and Elijah. They started their podcast, I think maybe a year ago. And so I will give you a full description of what their mission is in the description of this episode. So make sure you go read that, follow them on Instagram, listen to their podcast. They're doing some amazing stuff over there. So I'm going to be collabing with each of them over the course of the next few months. And they're going to pray with me for you that God would keep you and strengthen you in this time, because I know uncertainty can bring about a lot of different feelings. So today I get to pray with Brian, and then after this you'll hear from Andrew and Elijah, you know, the episodes after this. But I just wanted to give you a little bit of understanding of what's going on, because this is a different episode than usual. But I just want to say thank you for listening the past few weeks. Thank you for sticking with me. And so now we're going to pray for you. I'll see you next week. Father, right now everything is so uncertain and everyone is so busy trying to understand why things are unfolding the way that they are and why life has been put on hold. But when will we stop striving to be God and just trust your every move, because you know more than we ever could? Every time I think of how this could be affecting other people, I hear and see restoration. So God, I pray for the restoration of the hearts of your children, that they would see you for who you are and not who they try to make you out to be. Father, let us draw closer to you. Open our eyes to see and keep you in your rightful place. For we know and we acknowledge that you are a holy, righteous, endlessly worthy, matchless, sovereign God. Keep our eyes on you, Jesus. Let your every word be what we hold on to in this season. Let your name be our only solution. Don't let us get to a place where we're so content that we don't continue to seek you, but keep our hearts in an endless state of longing that we'd never want to stray again, that we wouldn't feed into our desires for other things. God, I pray for a greater conviction that your children would see the error of their ways. I pray that we choose you over sin time and time again. Let the hunger for you be so strong that we don't miss out on you.
Father, I ask that your spirit would give us a greater conviction, Lord. Give us a greater sense of the heaviness of our sin, Lord, of how much it does in our relationship with you, my God. Lord, that we would see the severity that our sin causes in our spiritual life, Lord, in our relationship with you, my God. That we'd understand, Lord, that Jesus died so that we no longer live in sin, that so we no longer love that sin, Lord, but we'd have relation with you, Lord, and that we love you and that we adore you, my God. I pray that you'd fix our eyes on you, Lord. And I pray for every single person that has lost their gaze on you, Lord, that they have given into their lust of distraction, their sinful ways, Lord, have consumed them, my God. I pray that you would convict them, convict us, my God. Lead us, Lord, lead us out of this place, my God. Give us the strength, Father, because we are so weak, our flesh is so weak, and so willing to give into anything at any moment, my God. So, Father, I pray that you would just show us, Lord. Show us how holy you are, Lord. That you ask, that you say your children should be holy as you are, my God. Pray that heaviness, Lord, would weigh on us, Lord. And that we wouldn't be blinded, Lord, we wouldn't be blinded to our sin. But that we'd see it and that we know that you don't want it in our lives, my God. Father, help us to love you more, Lord. Help us to be able to come before you, no matter that sin, Father, because we know many times that our sin can paralyze us and our sin can keep us back from coming before you, Lord. But I pray that you'd remind us that you are always there waiting for us with open arms, my God. That it doesn't matter what we've done, Lord, and what we will do, Father, you will always be there. And so I pray you would remind us that no matter how deep we feel like we've gone, how far we feel like we've walked away from you, God, remind us that we could be 1,000 steps away from you, Lord, but it just takes one to come right back. So, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you love us no matter what, Father. I thank you that you are holy and that you are righteous, Lord, and that there is absolutely no one like you, my God. That even in the midst of our brokenness, in the midst of my brokenness, my God, you're able to show yourself as awesome, as all-powerful, as all-loving, my God. And so we thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. We give you all the glory and all the honor.
Father, bring us peace and silence the lies that ring in our minds. Remind us of who we are in you and keep our eyes fixed. Let us not focus on the uncertainty of our situations, but rather the absolute certainty that you, God, are holy and sovereign. You and only you are holy and sovereign, and therefore you know all and you know better than we ever could. God, show us who you are. Continue to reveal yourself to us. Jesus, reshape our definition of love, that we wouldn't see it as weak or as something that changes or withers away. Remind us that it doesn't waver or fail. Remind us that love is patient and kind, that it doesn't envy or boast, and that it is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things, for love never ends. Remind us that you are not like us, and therefore you do not love like us. So that means nothing and no one will ever compare to you. So keep our hearts racing after you, hungering for you, longing for you, Jesus. Remove all the comparisons that we have in our minds. Remove all the boxes that we've tried to put you in, the limits that we've tried to place you in. Remove all the comparisons that we may once again see you for who you are. Thank you for this restoration and this great awakening and revival that is happening in this season of silence and stillness. While things have slowed down, your hand has not stopped moving, and so we thank you for that. Thank you for all that you have given us, all that you are showing us and will continue to show us. Thank you for redefining our every definition of you. Our every description of you, how we've pictured you before is not how we will picture you after this. How we understood you before is not how we will understand you after this. And so we thank you for a greater understanding. Father, I pray that you would continue to restore the hearts of your children. There is healing that will come of this. That there is greater relationship that will come of this. So we thank you, and we love you, and we pray all of this in your name.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen.